Hello, and welcome to Talking Logistics, where we have conversations with thought leaders and newsmakers in the supply chain logistics industry. It's my great pleasure to welcome today's program Dan Soucy, who is VP and General Manager of Transportation Management at Descartes. And today we're going to talk about combating fraud in the freight industry. So back in April 2024, we asked members of our Indago supply chain research community, who are all shippers, manufacturers, retailers, and distributors, so executives from those types of companies, we asked them if they had experienced cargo theft in the past year or so. And almost half said that they had experienced theft or fraud in the previous 12 months. And almost a quarter of them characterized their processes or efforts for preventing fraud as either poor or very poor. So, not surprising, I was at the Descartes Innovation Forum last October, and the session on freight fraud was standing room, only. So, simply put, this is a problem that is, top of mind for a lot of stakeholders in the industry, something that they're focused on. So it's great to have Dan on the program to share his insights and advice on this timely and important topic. So, Dan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Adrian. Always good to see you. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, and I know you and I got together there at the Descartes Innovation Forum, and certainly I think at the time you had just made an acquisition that's related to this. I'm sure you're going to touch upon that in our conversation here. But you were also in that freight fraud session, and again, it was like standing room only, which I thought, okay, that was to me. I mean, I had written about it before, but when I was there, really opened my eyes that hey, this is something that all stakeholders really are looking for some insights, advice on how to tackle this. So maybe as a way to get started, I mean, let's talk about how big of a problem is this? I mean, how big is fraud in the transportation industry today? And is it worse today than in the past? And if so, why?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's as bad as I've seen it in my career. So I'm on the TIA director circle, and we stood up a TIA fraud task force for vendors. Danielle Spinelli from our business, she's part of that task force, and we released a report TIA did, and found in 2024 we did a survey. Cargo theft was up 600%. So yeah, I mean, it's a big problem. I think the bad guys are getting more sophisticated because our industry is getting bigger, so there's more opportunity there. And ultimately, like you said, we bought My Carrier Portal in the fall. It just reinforces kind of our focus on investing against fraud and it's not going away, so we feel an important investment that we need to make and continue to deliver on.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that came out of the conversation I remember is that, it's amazing how, let's say, creative, some of these, criminals are, if you will. And, trying to stay one step ahead of them is part of the name of the game here, right? And leveraging, they're leveraging technology and they're leveraging, existing processes, if you will, to take advantage of opportunities. And so you have to fight, this problem with in part with technology as well, in terms of, as well as with training and process changes and so forth. So what types of fraud or fraud trends are in the industry? I mean, what's the industry dealing with? I mean, there's theft, but there's other things going on as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, like you said, they're using technology. We look at it as an arms race. At Descartes, we're a $600 million a year and growing freight tech business. We're investing heavily to help as an industry participant, a big freight tech partner and vendor. We're investing heavily and we'll continue to do so. And what we're seeing, certainly, really not different than what you see in the financial markets. Email phishing, fake insurance companies, fake brands where fraudsters pretend to be well-known shippers. We see carrier spoofing, so driver location spoofing and other spoofing. So it's really multi-factor and other vectors continue to pop up that we look at and have to co combat.
Yeah, and I know for shippers, I mean, obviously, some shippers, well, many shippers work directly with carriers, but many also work with freight forwarders and brokers on 3PLs, right? So there's just many different stakeholders here. And sometimes, that visibility in terms of who is actually moving your freight, in some cases when the shipper really doesn't know sometimes who really at the end of the day is truly, because the information that they're seeing may not be actually be what's happening in reality, right?
And I think that's changing, that shippers now realize they can't take a hands-off approach. Like they need to understand. And we've seen that in our visibility businesses where they want real-time visibility on all their shipments, whether they're managing them or they've given it to a broker. And then carrier vetting, same thing. There's a risk profile that they're starting to say, oh, we need to extend and understand who are the carriers and transportation partners that we're working with, and should we be working with those? So it's changing quickly for sure, and shippers are investing against that as well.
So let's talk about, we talked about technology already, but let's kind of unpack it a little bit. I mean, how can technology ultimately help, the different stakeholders here, the brokers, carriers, shippers to combat fraud?
Yeah, and it is really all those market participants that are feeling it. I mean, what we're doing in our My Carrier Portal business, so we have second factor authentication across everything. Now we give our customers the ability to get geolocation on VIN and packet verification. So not only these packets are getting completed, but where are they getting completed? Does that match where we would geographically expect? Again, same thing on the VIN for the truck that you expect to come pick up the goods. We're starting to think about visibility really more broadly, the pre-tender visibility, right? So we're thinking about which carriers should you work with. We have lots of information on what lanes they run and what kind of capacity they have. And then with My Carrier Portal and other things, as we put the information together, are they a carrier that you should work with? And then, post execution, that am I getting real-time updates? Do I know where these trucks are? So location, event information, performance analytics in terms of how compliant are these carriers, and 3PLs with visibility, with on-time performance, all that starts to come together. So there's a many data elements in technology that we're delivering. I mean, we've talked a little bit, if you remember, in the fall about FraudGuard within MacroPoint, and that's really looking at every data element that comes into our system and evaluating this. Is this data spoofed? Is it coming from a bad actor? Is it, not acceptable when we think about our thresholds of data quality and validity? Ton more investment is going into FraudGuard as we pull in some of the data analytics from My Carrier Portal and bring those together. So yeah, the short answer is there's a lot of things that technology can do, and then it's also not erasing good common sense and human interaction, having good conversations with your key partners to make sure you're dealing with the right people, the right carriers. So it's really a combination of, people, process, and technology, as you can imagine.
Right. And I think, my takeaway was that, that this is really a multi-dimensional, from a technology standpoint, a multi-dimensional solution, right? So this is not just about, hey, we've got visibility, right? We can track our trucks, but that's just not enough, right? You really need to have some of these other elements that you were just talking about. Where you're really talking about, all that data and information around carrier compliance, tying that into geolocation, tying that into things like the VIN number, right? The vehicle identification number. So there's many more data elements have to get looked at. There's the visibility, obviously the real-time visibility piece of it, but also business intelligence and analytics, performance. So this is really, a very broad solution. If you're really looking at, apply technology to this problem, it's not just a one-dimensional thing, right?
Yeah, well, and I mentioned it's very similar into the finance industry, where if you think about a bank, you have a know your customer requirements. Well, we think about it in KYC, know your carrier, right? What information do we have? Because there's a lot, and most of the carriers out there are great carriers, and really trying to surface those really good carriers to elevate and get worked with. But then the ones that are underperforming or risky carriers, we want you to know that too, so our customers can make really good decisions. So yeah, it's fast moving, and it's taking a heavy investment for sure, and will continue in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that I like, going back, just moving beyond technology. I mean, it seemed to me, and TIAA you talked about before, but it seems to me that there's a lot of communication, collaboration in the industry as a whole, where all the stakeholders are really sharing, knowledge and information, lessons learned, perhaps if they've been a victim, to try to elevate the knowledge base and the experience that everyone in the industry is having, so that everyone can learn as quickly as possible about, best practices or mistakes being made and so forth, right?
That's right. And we facilitate really good collaboration and shared insights in our My Carrier Portal product. And it does help. Like, there's nothing better than shared insights to help fight the fraudsters.
So what's the outlook for 2025? Here we are, we're right at the beginning of the year. I mean, is this a situation where it's going to get worse before it gets better, or are we already seeing, progress in combating this issue?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know that I know the answer. We're certainly seeing progress. I mean, if you think about all the industry participants that are leaning in, TIA really leading the charge, and companies like Descartes and many others leaning in to invest. So we're going to win. Where we are in terms of innings, I don't know if we're in the third or fourth inning, but that probably sounds right. And then the 2025 outlook. I mean, I talked to a lot of our customers as we ended the year last year, and there's really two things that they told me are important. And really, it's the same two things I heard going into last year, and that was visibility and fraud. Help us mitigate the risks of fraud. And I think, like I said, with some of the acquisitions that we make, the product investments that we've made and are making, we're doing that. We're seeing the automated alerting when things are changing at the carrier level, MCs, addresses, and other things, getting that back to the customer very quickly. But yeah, first and foremost, it's fraud. And then, secondly, it's still really about visibility, and the visibility component's expanding. It's helped me find more good carriers. And my cautious optimism is we're going to see a growing market this year, and so may create some capacity constraints, and we'll have brokers and shippers that will need to expand the network of carriers they're working with. And so visibility tools, insights, monitoring tools. I mean, that's really key to, as you expand your network, you're not exponentially expanding your risk and surface area. And then also just hardcore visibility around our 3PL and broker customers are hearing from their customers that we need real-time insights, real-time visibility. And most importantly, and this is in 2024, they're winning business because they're delivering exceptional visibility. And with MacroPoint, we love to be on the income statement on the revenue side. So helping drive customer revenue, helping them win more, really sets up, I think, for a good 2025.
Yeah, it's interesting what you just said there, because I think that just going back in terms of how this is a multifaceted, multidimensional problem or issue. I mean, this ties into procurement, right? Because if you are, in many ways, this past year, past couple of years, really, because the market has been quote unquote soft, it's been a good, let's say, a time period, let's say, to tackle this period, right? Because If and when, actually, we will eventually. Nobody knows exactly when we'll get into this tight capacity environment again. But that becomes even a riskier situation because if you're struggling to find capacity for a shipment, the temptation is there to just give the load to whoever says yes, right? And not really realizing that you might be giving it to a fraudulent, carrier or someone that's posing as a valid carrier. So this is really, an important piece from a procurement standpoint, particularly if you're doing mini bids, or as you said, just from a proactive standpoint, you want to expand your carrier base. It's really bringing in all this data, all this insights to make sure that you've got this freight fraud or risk component incorporated into that procurement process and carrier management
Right.
process.
Well, and that's why I say, there's a lot more work to be done because as the market comes back and capacity tightens, and who knows when, it will create more opportunities for fraud where, like you said, shippers and brokers make decisions to use carriers that maybe they wouldn't have had to use a year ago. Right. And, when we bought my carrier portal, MCP, my carrier portal has an awesome reputation within the carrier community. And that was, like MacroPoint, that was super important to us. So, having a platform where carriers and brokers can easily engage, but again, making sure that it's validating and not letting in, fraudulent carriers and into your network, super important. And
Yep.
we'll get more difficult during a capacity constrained environment.
Right. Well, Dan, as a way to wrap up then, I mean, what can shippers, carriers, brokers do moving forward to kind of stay ahead of fraud in transportation?
Well, I think, when I said earlier, people, process, and technology, really evaluating all of those. So, as shippers are maybe leaning in more about understanding their risks with their carrier and broker partners that they choose, having the right technology to evaluate and onboard those, I think is important. Having the right processes and leadership to make sure you don't make the wrong decision, as your example of choosing a carrier or a broker that maybe you wouldn't have normally, but in a tight market you did. So putting all those things together, I think, are really going to be key to a really successful and less fraudulent 2025.
Yeah, and no, I think that's great advice. And
Yes.
again, just from based on my opening comments, again, this is from the shipper side, but the fact that almost a quarter of the shippers that we surveyed in our Indigo communities, characterize their processes for combating freight fraud as either poor or very poor. I think it shows you that this is an area where a lot of companies are low on the maturity curve, and there's a lot of opportunity for improvement on the people, process, and technology side of this. So again, this is something that again, Dan, would love to get you back on the program. Let's say this time next year,
For
see
sure.
what all the improvements have been made, to see where we are as an industry on this problem. But I think that heading into 2025, certainly, hopefully, this conversation will open the eyes of all the stakeholders in the industry that if you haven't been investing in this area, now is really the time, particularly as we just talked about, if things continue to tighten with capacity and the like, it's going to become even more important, to mitigate this risk. So again, Dan, thank you for making the time to share your insights and advice on this topic.
Yeah, thanks again, Adrian. Good to see you.
Likewise, I want to thank those of you that joined us. If you're watching this episode on demand, either at the Descartes website or on Talking Logistics, and you've got a question or a comment for Dan, you can post it there, and I'm sure he'll be more than happy to respond via that medium. Again, thank you for joining us, and look forward to seeing you in a future episode of Talking Logistics. Have a great day.